You are in the power zone now with DU. DU's Power Zone.
The Power Zone with DU is dedicated to bringing you insightful communication and resources that will guide you further in making your personal and professional goals a reality. Through candid, stimulating, and essential conversations, we focus on the 9 universal goals of success, which include career, finances, education, family, arts, attitude, health and wellness, leisure, and public service. Based upon these goals, we provide you, the listener, with practical measures of advancement. Evening, family, and welcome to the Power Zone with DU. I am your host, Darlene A. Anderson, founder of Darlene's Utopia and author of Not Without a Fight, 10 Ways to Win When It Appears You've Already Lost. And you, my friends, have entered the Power Zone with DU. Yes, welcome back all. We have been on hiatus for a couple of months, and we are officially back and ready to go full speed ahead. I hope you all have enjoyed your summer. We are now into fall. I am a fall baby, a Libra baby. We are definitely in Libra season. Shout out to all my Libras out there. I just celebrated a birthday last week, 10-10. How can you forget 10-10? Yes, 10-10. I'm so grateful to see another year upon this earth and being able to do what I am assigned to do, what my divine purpose is, and one of which is coming out and ensuring that I'm providing insightful and resourceful information to help my listeners elevate to their highest level of potential. That is you all. So I want to thank you for returning. If you are a returning listener, it is a pleasure to have you join us. If you will rejoin us, if you are tuning in for the very first time, well, welcome. We hope you enjoyed the show. We want you to listen and then share what your networks, tweet it out, Facebook it out, LinkedIn it out, Instagram it out, whatever you need to do to pass the word that the Power Zone is back for the fall of 2016. Now, we're going to go out on a little break, and when we come back, I'm going to share with you all some of our latest happenings, as well as some information about our upcoming guests. You all are in for a treat on this evening. We'll be right back, family, after this break.
Darlene's Utopia is a full-service consulting company created to empower, motivate, and provide resources for clients through coaching, speaking engagements, and events. Our goal is to help clients and event attendees reach their highest personal and professional potential. To learn more about Darlene's Utopia, log on to www.darlenesutopia.com.
Ever felt like no matter how hard you tried, no matter how often you tried, you can't win for always losing? Marriage, relationships, children, family, finances, work, the list goes on and on. You can't seem to ever get it right and are often left with that lingering feeling of doubt, wondering, why should I even attempt any further? If you have experienced these feelings, this book is for you. Not Without a Fight, 10 Ways to Win When It Appears As If You've Already Lost, delivers transparency, resilience, strength, and practical measures that will encourage you to stay in the ring and fight for a few more rounds. You will feel rejuvenated and encouraged to continue as you affirm your winning moments are a breath away. As you read this book and reflect on your challenges in life, it is my hope that you will begin to incorporate the principles of winning into your daily regimen. You may feel beaten thus far. However, know from this moment forward, you are a winner. Say it, see it, believe it, be it. Order your copy of Not Without a Fight, 10 Ways to Win When It Appears As If You've Already Lost at DarlenesUtopia.com. Welcome back, family. You have re-entered the Power Zone with your host, Darlene A. Anderson, founder of Darlene's Utopia and author of Not Without a Fight, 10 Ways to Win When It Appears You've Already Lost. Now, as I said before the break, I had some latest happenings to speak to you guys about. I love when I say that, latest happenings. There's a lot going on. We are moving forward in our affiliate nonprofit, Utopia Network, Inc. I want you all, if you are in the New York area, to mark your calendars for our upcoming event. Now, you just missed our professional development workshop that was held out in East New York, Brooklyn. We were speaking about resumes and networking skills and branding yourself as a professional when you are going into the work sector for the first time or re-entering the work sector. Now, if you miss that workshop, we have another workshop scheduled for November the 17th, and this will also be held out in East New York, Brooklyn at Spring Creek Library. I encourage you to log on to Utopia Network, Inc., and there you will learn more about the upcoming workshop and how you may receive services if you are an individual in need. They're providing services for vocational advancement, educational advancement, linkage and entitlement. There's an array of services that are being provided, and we're actually connecting with other community-based organizations where if we can't help you, we will definitely link you to others that can. So again, log on to Utopia Network, Inc. for more information about our services and upcoming events. Now, I want to share with you guys about my latest happenings, Darlene A. Anderson. If you have been following me, then you know that I was a guest last week for On Point, which is a radio show through Flow Empire radio station. I had an amazing time with my dear friend and brother, Mr. Will Townsend. So it was so awesome being there last week that they've actually invited me to come back onto the show. So I will be a guest for On Point this coming Saturday, October 22nd at 9 o'clock a.m. And you all can link into Flow Empire Station through our radio station link. And if you have any questions, you can definitely email us or give us a call. But we want you to be logged onto your devices October the 22nd, this coming Saturday at 9 a.m. because I will be a guest on the show and we always have a great time. Last week I was there with Big Pun's wife. How awesome is it to be in the presence of Big Pun's wife? She was awesome. We were talking about some networking events as well as some collaborations for 2017. So again, family, definitely follow Flow Empire Station and log on for this coming Saturday, October 22nd, where I will be a guest bringing you great communication and having a good time. It's so much fun being in a space with them. Okay, so we have that going on. Now I want to share with you all, mark your calendars for December the 17th. I will be out in Baltimore, Maryland. Yes, I am traveling out to Baltimore, Maryland, and I hope you all can come out with me for the Uncuffed Women's Colloquium. It's a beautiful thing, and we have an amazing guest on the show that I'm going to be speaking to in a second, and she's going to tell us exactly what colloquium is and what it is to be uncupped. So for now, you just mark your calendar for December 17th of 2016 out in Baltimore, Maryland for the Uncupped Women's Colloquium. Okay, that said, I'm going to share with you all a little information about our very special guest on this evening. Capri Smith is a triple title winner, Miss Corporate America Ambassador 2015, Miss Corporate America 2014, and Mrs. Owings Mills, but she is far from ordinary. This retired Baltimore City police detective and adjunct professor who teaches homicide investigations and special investigation courses incredibly finds time to mentor women as the Uncuffed Living Expert. As seen on the hit ABC shows and multiple appearances on Dr. Oz, The Chew, and live tapings of The Wendy Williams Show, Katie and Michael and Kelly, Caprice is a national motivator and a highly sought-after speaker. She has been interviewed locally on Fox 45 and Channel 11, WEAA, WHUR, Be More New, and a host of other media outlets. This author and high-impact mindset trainer proves to everyone that anything is possible, and even flew an airplane on her birthday to prove it.
Ladies and gentlemen of the Power Zone, without further ado, I introduce to you Miss Capri Smith. Capri, welcome to the Power Zone with DU.
Well, hello, Darlene. I am so excited to be calling in from Baltimore. We're going to uncuff. Let's go.
We are going to uncuff. We have so much. I already read your bio. The family knows who you are. I just have to say this, and then we're going to go in. I did a show over this past weekend on point through Faux Empire Radio. I have to acknowledge my family there. And when I mentioned your name, the room went wow. They were like, Caprice, Caprice Smith. We know Caprice. I'm saying Caprice is the Oprah of Baltimore. She is getting it in over there, and I am excited to be coming out. I told the family December 17th, mark your calendars. I'm going to be amongst amazing men and women coming out. It's for women, but men will be there as well for the colloquium, so we'll speak about that. But before we get into that, who is Caprice? We read this bio. It's awesome. But who is Caprice?
You know, every time I hear my bio, I get a little nervous thinking, oh, who is that woman? I'm thinking, do I know her? Because it's one thing to hear your life story on paper and hear it read out loud, or see it on paper and hear it read out loud, but it's something completely different to have lived it. What your listeners don't know is that I'm just like them. I'm insecure, yes, freckle-faced little girl who grew up and found her voice. But lo and behold, I found my purpose. Now, it's something amazing that happens when you find your purpose and your voice. So being the Uncuffed Living Expert, I'm telling you, I am just a mama, I'm a wife, and I am that home girl that when I'm coaching my clients, they say, thank you so much, that sister girl. So I guess to sum it up, I'm a sister girl that you guys have access to.
I love it, a sister girl that we have access to. That is awesome and well said, a full package. Which Uncuffed is? There are so many different dynamics, components, products, services of Uncuffed. And I'm looking at the media kit. This is amazing. What exactly, where did Uncuffed come from? Let's talk about the brainchild of Uncuffed.
You know, it's pretty interesting. You will find women that sell jewelry, they sell purses, they write books. We do many things. I always say we don't multitask because that's not enough to describe what we do. We do many things and we do them well. The person who designed this trade of many or master of none or however it goes, they were not talking about women because we do many things well at one time. So I am, like, I started finding my voice and sharing it. I shared stories of women overcoming abuse, overcoming turmoil, being hurtful, and sometimes being hurtful toward themselves. So yes. When I started to tell and share these stories, I kept meeting more amazing women and more amazing women. They would constantly come to me, how do you find this level of success? So what I did is I had this recipe that I used. You have to do your self-work. You have to tell your story. You have to help others. You have to master that art of forgiveness. And you have to not just build a legacy, but you have to live your legacy every moment of the day. And I realized that in my public speaking and empowering others and telling their story, there wasn't one word to describe me. That's why I had such difficulty. And a lot of women out there, they're in a position where they're saying, yeah, I'm a cook, but I'm also this, and I'm also that. I was a PTA mom, the special investigations detective, the founder of the nonprofit. It felt like, to hear me say what I did, it was exhausting to me. So I learned that I had to create that word. And I discovered I'm the uncuffed living expert. And pretty much that means, okay, I do all these amazing things, but at the end of the day, I'm so clear on my boundaries and what my purpose is. I sleep well. My relationships are happy and healthy. Progress comes to me easily every single day. And success and I, we're BFFs. The Holy Spirit and I, we're dwelling together. So to answer your question, girl, what is uncuffed? Uncuffed means that you release every limiting belief, every harmful relationship, and you are fully focused. Like the song says, I'm fully focused, man. You know?
I love it.
Uncuffed. Yes.
You gave three nuggets, and I wanted our listeners to grab it. I know some of you, because you're listening intensively, so I know you caught it, but we're going to give it to you again. You said the three things is tell your story, help others, and it was one more.
Well, tell your story. You have to do the self-work.
Self-work.
Self-work. You have to tell your story. You have to help others. And you have to master that art of forgiveness.
I love it. Self-work, tell your story, help others, art of forgiveness. And that we're constantly talking about that on the show. And it comes up in many different arenas, personal and professional. It wears many different faces, but you have to release yourself. You have to release yourself from the act and learn to forgive to move forward. So that is awesome. Self-worth, tell your story, help others, the art of forgiveness. There it is, family. We're going to give some more nuggets. So we know how the movement came about. Uncuff the Living Expert. That is you. There are so many different elements of you that's really just summed up just in that. We want to talk about Miss Corporate America, Miss Baltimore. Let's talk about some of those things. How did the pageant come about for someone that had low self-esteem at a young age?
By me having to work extremely hard to be smart, my mind was blown when I became an adjunct professor at a very wonderful college that has an awesome reputation. Yes. As a police detective, I had so much difficulty putting on my high heel shoes and pretending to be this masculine woman doing in this man's world. So I found a way to be just myself in this man's world and for it to be okay. So I was in a position in my life where I had done the self-work and I was making all of these strides and changing lives. But I had yet to really find the things that I appreciated doing and the things that brought me fun. I'll tell you, Darlene, it's something interesting when you go through turmoil early in life. You really don't know how to have fun. You can't tell or share what makes you happy, what makes you laugh. You are in a constant mode of survival and a constant mode of running and getting to that next level. But I had reached a point in my life I wanted to have some fun. And for me, having fun is building the business, stretching that legacy. So go out, leave it up to me, go out and find a pageant that focuses on women in business and entrepreneurs. And I flew to Florida, and I had a dress I wore 1,000 times, as hair that was unmanageable. Everything went wrong. Everything that could go wrong went wrong. I'm telling you, to the point where I'm in the lobby trying to smile while other contestants are walking by, but I'm trying to set up the events that were going to happen for me that night. I had to make sure the kids were okay. I had to make sure the husband was okay. You know, like, just imagine being in the lobby of Florida with beautiful contestants walking back and forth, and you're still trying to manage home from home, being away from home.
Being a mom.
Yes, it would just not shut down. And I've never had an abundance of support from intimate family members in my life. If you were to read my book, you would know all about that hardcore story and how I was raised. But for now, I was in a position where I was feeling a little down. I'm like the motivator of all motivators. So I was feeling a little relinquished. I felt like, oh, my God, how do I build myself up? Because I'm at this moment, I've stretched myself, I've come to Florida, I don't really feel prepared. How can I tap into that capricism and keep going? Like, I went down to have fun. And I brought back the crown, changing not just everyone else's life, but mine. It's incredible. I'll tell a really quick story. It was so interesting. I have, like, there are pageant women who come up in the pageant systems, and they have teams of professionals. Like, they make beautiful hair, like, mini outfits. That was not my case. And I remember feeling a little inadequate, and it was the night of the show, and we were going through practice, and all this bling is flying around. And remember, I had an older dress. It was a plain black dress. You're not supposed to wear black in a pageant, but that's all I had. So I'm standing there, and now, mind you, this is a point in my life where I have the wonderful job in the suburb home, but when you have children in private school, and it's just you and your husband, you're making this American dream work, it's not always a lot of money laying around for you to go compete in a pageant.
Yes,
so,
ma'am.
I'm there, and I'm without bling, so I need a bling. I'm being told I see all this bling flying around. So I see this tray of blings being rolled in. I'm thinking, oh, my God, who's that? I'll buy a piece here. I'll use whatever money I have and buy this piece here so I can feel good about myself on stage. And it was a beautiful bling dress. And I remember asking the owner, and she's like, oh, no, we don't have anything for plus sizes. Moments later, another tray comes in, but this time it's jewelry. And the jewelry is this amazing bling. Like, the earring started at the earlobe and went all the way down to the floor, it felt like. And it's a beautiful necklace. And I put it on, and I felt like Cinderella. It was just a coming-to-life event for me, a moment for me. And it gave me that step. When I tell you it was God, because that piece should have been easily hundreds of dollars. It was less than $100. So I was in a position to get it, put it on, walk my butt down that stage, and bring home the crown. It was just an incredible moment. But, you know, my life is filled with incredible moments just like that. Every time I find myself in a position where I'm not really feeling it, wondering if I should go keep going, God shows up with the right help, the right people, and his perfect timing. People inbox me all the time. They text or message me all the time. And I'm expecting to be sold on something, but what they're saying is, you don't understand this, but you changed my life. Because of you, I became a police detective. Because of you, I taught my sexual child abuse. Because of you, I left that harmful relationship, and now I'm happily married. Because of you, Caprice, I stopped buying lunch every day, pack my lunch like I did, pack peanut butter sandwiches for an entire month. Why? Because I knew I had a voice, but I wasn't really sure about how to use it. I needed a coach. I couldn't afford a coach because I was still married, still having bills, still having that family obligation. I packed peanut butter sandwiches, and I hired a six-figure coach.
We just came in on the show speaking about our interns that we have through our affiliate nonprofit organization. And it's important for listeners to know that you don't have to have a lot of money to get the help. That should not limit you. Volunteers and interns. So thank you for sharing that because it's very important. People are just waiting because they're saying they don't have help. Get out there. There's free help for you. There's a lot of free websites, and your local universities, colleges can help to take your business to the next level. So thank you for sharing that. We have a lot to dive into. We have to take a small break. Our producers are waving us off, as they always do. So I want us to go out on a song of the show. So we've been on a hiatus for a couple of weeks. It is an honor to have you. We want to know what song motivates you and why. This is the first motivational song for this season. What motivates you and why, Caprice?
It's so funny. I have so many, but that song that really does it for me, it is the Eminem's Lose Yourself. And the part that I saw that gets me hype is you better lose yourself in the moment. You better never let it go. And that simply means that if you don't not create it, your moment, you are slipping. And if you've had moments and opportunities that you've walked away from, shame on you. It may not come back. You only get one shot. Do not miss it. So for my listeners, for your listeners, for our whole team of people that's going to come together and just completely shake this world up, Now is our time. You've heard many speakers and many pastors, they talk about a time such as this. Yes, the political field is a complete mess. We get that. And we have a lot of work to do in our churches. But for women to stand up and say, I have a full-time job, a career, and I've launched my own business, and I have a family, that means we don't just have a voice, but we have a voice of impact.
With that, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to go out on a small break with Lose Yourself, and we will be back with the Uncuffed expert, Capri Smith.
Opportunity to seize everything you ever wanted in one moment. Did you capture it? Just let it slip. Yo. His palms are sweaty, knees weak, arms are heavy. There's vomit on his sweater already. Mom's spaghetti, he's nervous, but on the surface he looks calm and ready to drop bombs. But he keeps on forgetting what he wrote down. The whole crowd goes so loud, he opens his mouth, but the words won't come out. He's choking how? Everybody's choking now. The clock's run out, time's up, over, plow. Snap back to reality, oh, there goes gravity. Oh, there goes rabbit, he choke. He's so mad, but he won't give up. No, he won't have it, he knows. His whole back's at these ropes. It don't matter, he's dope. He knows that, but he's broke. He's so stagnant, he knows. When he goes back to this mobile home, that's when it's back to the lab again, yo. This old rhapsody better go capture this moment and hope it don't do better. Lose his health in the music the moment you own it. You better never let it go. You only get one shot, do not miss your chance to blow. This opportunity comes once in a lifetime. You better lose his health in the music the moment you own it. Your chance to blow. This opportunity comes once in a lifetime. You better. Souls escaping through this hole that is gaping. This world is mine for the taking. Make me king as we move toward a new world order. A normal life is boring, but superstardom's close to postmortem. It only grows harder. Homie grows hotter. He blows. It's all over. These holes is all on him. Coast to coast shows. He's known as the Globetrotter. Lonely roads. God only knows he's grown farther from home. He's no father. He goes home and barely knows his own daughter. But hold your nose, cause here goes the cold water. These hoes don't want him no more, he's cold product. They moved on to the next mo who flows. He knows dove and sold nada. So the soap opera is told, it unfolds. I suppose it's old partner, but the beat goes on. Da-da-dum, da-dum. You better lose his health in the music the moment you own it. You better never let it go. You only get one shot, do not miss your chance to blow. This opportunity comes once in a lifetime. The moment you own it, you better never let it go. You only get one shot, do not miss your chance to blow. This opportunity comes once in a lifetime. You better. No more games, I'ma change what you call rage. Tear this motherfucking roof off like two dogs' cage. I was playing in the beginning, the mood all changed. I've been chewed up and spit out and booed off stage. But I kept rhyming and stepped right in the next cipher. Best believe somebody's paying the Pied Piper. All the pain inside amplified by the fact that I can't get by with my 9 to 5. And I can't provide the right type of life for my family. Cause man, these goddamn food stamps don't buy diapers. And there's no movie, there's no Mekhi Pfeiffer. This is my life and these times are so hard. And it's getting even harder trying to feed and water my seed. Plus, see the thought I caught up between being a father and a prima donna. Baby mama drama screaming on it too much for me to want to stay in one spot. Another damn monotony's gotten me to the point I'm like a snail. I've got to formulate a plot or end up in jail or shot. Success is my only motherfucking option. Failure's not. Mama love you, but this trail has got to go. I cannot grow old in Salem's lot. So here I go, it's my shot. Feet fail me not. This may be the only opportunity that I got. You better lose his health in the music the moment you own it. You better never let it go. You only get one shot. Do not miss your chance to blow. This opportunity comes once in a lifetime. You better lose his health in the music the moment.
Welcome back, family. You have re-entered the Power Zone with DU. I am your host, Darlene A. Anderson of Darlene's Utopia and author of Not Without a Fight, 10 Ways to Win When It Appears You've Already Lost. And we have returned with Miss Caprice Smith. Family, I know you enjoyed that prior segment. We have the Uncuffed Living Expert, and she is giving nuggets, and I want to move to Baltimore just to be closer to Caprice on a consistent basis. She is amazing. I spoke a little bit about the colloquium beforehand. Mark your calendars for December the 17th of 2016. We will be speaking about that further, but please keep it in your ear presently. So, before we speak about the colloquium, I want to speak about the Women's Uncuffed television series. I've been hearing a lot about it. It's whispers in the dark, so let's bring it to the light for New York. Please tell us about your television series that's forthcoming.
Well, I'm so excited that I get to host my own branded station on Women's Broadcasting Television Network. It's called Women Uncuffed. And on this television station, I'm bringing women from all over. Our home base is in L.A. I'm in Baltimore. My interviewees are lined up from all over the country. And what I want to do is I don't want to just bring women on to talk about, oh, how did you find your success and what's your next step? No. What almost killed you? What almost took you out of the game, and then what brought you back? Because I feel like we're ready to hear the realness. You see all this reality TV, and people are catfighting and dragging each other down the street. That's not my reality. My reality is being around strong, empowered women, up-leveling, taking things to the next level, defining their own next level. So I don't want to be selfish. I want to bring my people that I'm constantly connected to, and I want to expose them to people who may not otherwise have a chance to even meet them or hear from them. So I am so excited to have, I have people from the media, from other media outlets. I have people who are coaches. I have women from all paths of life and some men. And what they're sharing are their secrets to success and how living uncuffed and what it means to them, but how they're living uncuffed.
We want to let them know how they can learn more if perhaps they want to be on the show or how could they view the show. Let's talk about being on the show.
Okay, to be on the show, there is a screening process. I'm extremely particular about who gets access to my audience. So when you go to caprice.com, you click on Women Uncuffed, the tab, you will go there, you will complete a small screening application, and then we would have a one-on-one conversation. And if we were to proceed further, you would get instructions on what would be next. So I would ask you for things like a high-resolution picture. I'd ask you for your branding, your logo, you know, what has impacted you, and we would make the decision, myself and my team, if you are a good fit. And then you would get the email, you know, the instructions emailed to you.
Family, that link is on, again, our radio page. You can go to our radio page, or you can go straight to capricesmith.com, and we'll give you all that information again in the end. So viewing, how do they view the show?
Yeah, so I'm so excited. It's on Android TV, it's on Chromecast, it's on Xbox TV, it's on so many networks. It's global. It's not just in the United States. It's global. We have up to over 2,500,000 followers. You have access to people from all over. So if they want more information about how to be a guest on my show, that's still right there. And how to watch it is still right there on capricesmith.com. But if they want to learn more about Women's Broadcast Television Network, they can go to that website as well. So I'm excited that they selected me, because that process to get in with them was extremely, really hardcore. So I'm excited to be on their network, to have my own branded channel, and I'm looking for amazing guests. And if they just want to watch, that's fine. Either capricesmith.com or wbtvn.com, or, of course, they can go to Utopia, and you're going to provide the links.
Beautiful. And the launch date for that, is there a tentative launch date for that?
November 15th, which is my birthday. So I will tell your listeners that with me, the thing is, when you're aligned with your purpose and you have that favor of God on your life, and again, I don't want my favor to be misinterpreted as arrogance or egotism, I'm sorry about that, but I want to be clear that God is moving things for me in my life. So when you're obedient, things don't take 10 years to happen. I'm on a mission, and I'm not stopping until every woman that has come in contact with my name, they don't just know what it means to be uncuffed for me, but they've uncuffed a mess in their own lives. And I don't have time for shorts. So if you're ready to step up and play, I can show you how to play on the big girls' field.
Family, log on to the page. There are so many amazing things that Caprice is a part of. If you can just tap into one of these services, a conference call, come out. You're coming out to the colloquium, definitely. We need you out at the colloquium, and we're going to get ready to speak about that. But I want to just tap into, Caprice, you mentioned the book, and I just want to speak a little bit about the book. Just give our listeners a synopsis so they can then go on and explore more.
Yes, so the book was necessary for me. It was a part of my healing process. I would go to work, I would paint on this beautiful smile and happy-go-lucky because I'm just a fun girl naturally, but people did not know my story. Now, when I told my story, I was still in my story. So I didn't wait for it to finish because it never finishes. But I told my story and I bared all. So just imagine walking out the bathroom and you have toilet paper stuck on the bottom of your shoe. It is disgusting. You don't want someone to tell you, oh, man, your toilet paper stuck on the bottom of your shoe, right? But it happens. It happens. And we don't die when it happens. So I stuck toilet paper on the bottom of my own shoe. I told my story. Did you know that I was abused? Did you know that I was abused many times by several different people? Do you know that I watched my mother get beat down for 20 years? You didn't know, did you? The title of my book is Uncuffed Behind My Smile. And when I wrote it, I released so much in me. And I had partners and supervisors, friends, men, women, teens, and adults come to me in tears. I had no idea. That is the goodness of God. You're not supposed to look like what you've been through. The goodness of God. So my book, it bared all. It told my all of my crevices, even things about the marriage that I'm currently in. I've been married once. But there are things in there about my marriage, and it's important because I need to give somebody permission to tell their story and to put toilet paper on the bottom of their shoe.
There's someone on the call right now that's going through something, and I'm constantly saying that, even for myself. I bared all. To the point where people were saying, I didn't know that you was coming to work with like $2 in your pocket and walking home if you chose to buy lunch. It was really that serious. And I speak about money management and different things. You have to fight and go through it. You have to write it. You have to talk about it to get to that next level. And a lot of people, it's hard for them to do that because they don't want to be transparent. They don't want to show that. But the reality of it is, the person that you don't want to share with, 9 times out of 10 are just like you and going through similar things. So thank you for sharing that. I love the book, sis. And since you're first, you've written others, correct?
Absolutely. It's the pattern of my life. You do one thing, you help, you release, you move on.
So listeners, if you want to get more information about Uncuffed books, because it's just not one, there are several products as it relates to books written by Caprice. You can also log on to our page, or if you're on CapriceSmith.com right now, which some of you may be on, you can explore it. So now we're going to speak about the baby that's coming up at the end of this year, and I'm excited again. I'll say it to be a part of the colloquium. I've been saying colloquium at all my appearances, and I was just at, again, the studio, and Big Pun's wife. You know Big Pun? Everybody knows Big Pun.
Yeah.
Big Pun is out here. Big Pun's wife, Ms. Liza, I got to acknowledge her. She's awesome, and we're about to do some great things out here through our nonprofit organization with her for 2017. But she's at the event, and when I said, first when I said Janine, they went wild. We're in the studio. And then I said, colloquium. So everybody was like, colloquium? That's a $20 word, colloquium. And I was like, it is a $20. It's not a word that you use on a continuum. And for myself, who I would think my vocabulary was okay, I say colloquium. Let me look up that word. So do you get that? Let's start with colloquium. Do you have a lot of people ask you, what does the word colloquium mean?
I do, and when I find a word, I fall in love with it, and I use it often. So I did mention that I am a professor. I'm a college professor, so I'm constantly challenging my students to even up-level their language.
Correct.
So I found this word when I was looking for something other than symposium. When I started talking about my annual symposium on dating and domestic violence, and symposium, it's been overused. Conference has been overused. Well, when I'm looking for that word to describe what I'm going to do, what we're going to do, how we're going to tear the roof off the building in December, we're going to pick up the carpet, throw it around the room, then lay it back down. I said, okay, what's going to describe this? Conference is not enough. We come in that room, and if you think you can come in there and sit down and be entertained and amused, you're wrong. We're coming in, we're tearing some things down. I'm a trained interrogator. You can't hide from me. And I'm hand-selected. Darlene, I'm so excited you're coming down from New York. Girl, I've hand-selected the speakers. I've hand-selected the honorees. And I'm going to throw you guys in that room, and we're going to change some mindsets. Showing you how, holding you accountable, giving you techniques. We're not just going to show up and talk about our kumbaya stories. That's great, but it's been overdone. See, when you open people up, you have to take them somewhere else. All right? You don't just leave them where they are, hurt, wounded, remembering something awful. Take them. Now, how do you use that awful thing and change the world? Not just your world. Leave that impact in this big old world of ours.
What is for our listeners, what can they expect? Because it's the Uncuffed Women's Colloquium, correct?
Yes.
What can they expect?
We're bringing women together, men and women. And what we're going to do is I have some triple-time cancer survivors. We have survivors of abuse. We have survivors of limiting mindset that are going to be honored because they've overcome and lived differently. But we also have amazing speakers. And if you go to conferences and speakers have 45 minutes up to an hour, up to 3 hours, and the day just drags on, that's not our look. Our speakers are popping in. They are quick. They're motivated. They're high energy. I didn't look for the big global names. Now, I invited Oprah, but I haven't heard back yet.
Oprah's going to get in the loop soon. Oprah's going to be uncuffed soon enough because you have Dr. Oz, you have Kelly and Michael, you got Katie, all these. Oprah is soon behind. She's coming.
Yes. So she's coming, fingers crossed. But I didn't look for the amazing names that everyone can say, oh, I love the way she speaks, because then it looks like every other time that they've spoken. It looks like every other time they've shown up. So let's talk about the hardcore people. We're here on the military, the people that are in the seat, the field, the boots to the ground, in the police world, the squad, we call them narc, like drug cops or street cops, the people walking foot patrol that can actually put hands on people. That's who I'm bringing in the room. Because what good does it do to give you all these amazing nuggets, and that's the only time you can work with this person outside of paying $1,500 grand to get to them, you know? So the goal is to bring some ordinary, regular, but extraordinary people into the room and to really impact lives, meet some needs, have people turn around, be turned around, and that their 2017, it looks indistinguishable. They don't even understand themselves what they're supposed to do, but they know it's something, and we're going to teach them how to do it.
So, Caprice, you mentioned the conference. You mentioned, you know, hundreds of thousands of dollars that people pay for conferences. And what you're providing for people at the rate that you are, it is pretty much is as affordable can get. Can we speak to registration a little bit in your early bird special that you have going on?
Absolutely. It's a great time to get in there now. It's only $25. Most lunches, they're close to $25. So just think of skipping a lunch and having a transformative, life-changing experience. So I made the price point extremely low because just like I want real speakers in that room, I want people who can afford to be in the room. If you are not willing to invest $25 in your life-changing thing, maybe this is not the event for you. So $25 is almost like a give back. It's not a charity. That's my nonprofit. But it is a give back. You'll see a lot of coaches and speakers, they'll do virtual events, and they make it either free or very, very affordable. But you know that something amazing happens when more than one woman comes together. There's some energy. We just feed off of each other. My energy is so high level and positive, yours and all of the other speakers, that it's contagious. It's like catching a cold. We're all going to have a cold by the time we leave there. We're going to be contagiously erupting all this happiness and success. So the $25 is really just to pay for your registration. That lasts until October 31st. November 1st, it jumps up to $55. $55 is unheard of. For the event, the venue is you're going to be at the Baltimore Inner Harbor Marriott's waterfront. So it's like a 5-star hotel and one of the best locations in Baltimore.
We need for you guys to come out, show up, get involved. $25, you can get in your car, 6 o'clock in the morning, be there for 9, God spare life, and be ready to partake in this amazing colloquium. You don't need to do the overnight, but if you are interested in doing the overnight, Caprice, you are giving information about lodging accommodations, correct?
Yes, and so what I know is that they need at least like a certain amount, 20 or so people willing to, that are traveling, willing to book their room before they can start talking discount. And I'll tell you, the attendees so far, a few are trickling in from other places, but most are from Baltimore, and they don't see the need to stay there overnight. It is a one-day conference. So I want to circle back, look at the registration, and I'll follow up with you. But at this point, they can't offer a discount until they have enough out-of-staters coming in and booking their rooms, and then we can rock and roll. So she's
understandable. And my team has put that on our pages. So if you are interested in lodging and you need some information, if you're not doing it independently, please reach out to us and we will definitely reach out to Caprice and her team and see if we can help you with that. But again, you can drive in the morning. If you're not interested in lodging, just be there. Caprice, time flies. I'm so excited, sis. We've gone over a lot. I want to tell the family again, you can log on to Caprice's website via our radio station page, or you can just go to CapriceSmith.com right now if you're on your devices. Did we miss anything? We got so much in. Is there anything else you want to share with the listeners?
Yes, just the last thing, because I probably have people thinking they can fly an airplane like I did on my birthday to go up at Fear Heights. I probably have them get in the car right now to go start their businesses. Let everybody slow down.
And we didn't get a chance to speak about that, but I did mention that from the bio.
Was
that one of your biggest fears that you just said, I have to do it?
I did. I don't like being afraid of something, and I don't like being told no, so I constantly challenge myself. I had a fear of heights, and so did my mom. I said, Mama, let's go. We're getting in this airplane, and I flew the airplane. I flew it for a long time with my eyes closed, but when I opened my eyes, I realized I was larger than life. I realized I was looking down on communities and cities, and I was okay.
It was you, your mom, and did you have a co-pilot with you?
Yes, they have. Yeah, they were definitely not like by myself. He was there with me, the trained professional, and they give you full control. But if you start to freak out or lose it, they're ready to jump right on in. And it was one of the smaller aircrafts, too. It was so much fun. God, it was so much fun. Well, what I'm saying to your listeners is you can do every single thing. Pace yourself. And I want to leave you with this. In the darkest hour, you know from reading the Bible and from, like, tragedies like 9/11, in the darkest hour, you see the best of people. They come together, they show up, and the materialistic stuff doesn't really matter. So think about your life. If you're in the darkest hour, no money, no resources, not really sure where you're going, you started something, can't quite finish it. We're showing up for you. God put you here under the sound of my voice for a reason, and maybe it was just to say, you got this, girl. I got your back. So I'm inviting you to connect with me. Let's just rock it out. I don't really care how we work together. I'm just ready to go. I'm waiting on you.
So please, thank you. Ladies and gentlemen of the Power Zone, this has been an amazing episode. I want you again to log on and learn more about the Uncuff Living Expert. Sis, I am so looking forward to December the 17th. We are going to get it in. But until that time, stay blessed. I know you will continue to stay positive. And family, listeners, you do the same. Have a great evening, and we will see you next week on The Power Zone with DU.
The content of The Power Zone with DU, a component of Darlene's Utopia, is intended for general information purposes only. The views expressed by the show's host and their guests are their own and shall not be construed in any way as advice from The Power Zone with DU or Darlene's Utopia. Personal perspectives expressed by the producer, writers, editors, hosts, and guests will always be presented as such. We encourage you to seek professional advice for any problem in which you may have. No liability, explicit or implied, shall be extended to Darlene's Utopia or The Power Zone with DU.